I'm Renee.
And I'm Anthony.
Welcome to Blue Soul Chats, a podcast that bridges the gap between science and spirituality.
We connect to higher levels of consciousness to bring forth divine energies to teach ancient wisdom and to heal.
Your journey to getting connected to your soul and all that is starts here.
Hi, I'm Anthony.
And I'm Renee. And we're here today to talk about balance.
When we speak of balance, what do we speak of?
We talk about balance in our lives. And from a spiritual perspective, if you think about the chakra system and that we are all energy, when we are out of balance, things show up as disease of the mind, of the body, of the spirit. In other words, we're out of harmony. And when we're out of harmony, things do emerge in our lives that are not so healthy.
So I think staying in balance spiritually also will affect our physical body and our physical well-being as well.
When we talk about a spiritual healthy body, we are talking about the purpose that we have, or stepping into our higher purpose of knowing what we are here to do in this lifetime. So even if you're agnostic or you're atheist, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that you are following your soul's purpose. And when you're not, you're going to be out of alignment. When you're out of alignment, you're going to be not balanced.
That's so true.
So we're going to bring through our spirit guides and have a chat about balance. So Anthony's connecting to our guides now. He's bringing them forth. They're plugging into his auric field, into this dimension, into this timeline.
It's always an honor and privilege to be in your presence, Gaia. Thank you for receiving us.
Thanks for being here.
You are speaking about balance.
What do you think of and what do you associate with when you see the color green? You think of the earth. And there's no better thing in balance than Gaia. For she even knows that when human beings plug and pump garbage into her, she will self-correct herself. Green is also, interestingly enough, the color of the heart chakra.
That is correct. The heart chakra.
Yes.
Are you keeping yourself in balance? Do you know that that can mean many different things? You first spoke of green as being of the earth. Are you grounded? Do you feel grounded? You should. You are from the earth. But in order to feel grounded, you must have an equilibrium of earth energy and sky energy. Heavens and earth must be together. That is one balance. If you are too much in the sky or in the heavens, you will be unbalanced with the earth and vice versa.
So number one, be grounded.
That is correct.
There's very basic things that you can do, like get out in nature, go for a walk. And even if you live in New York City or London or Paris, there's parks everywhere.
You must always feel connected to Gaia. And however that comes to you, whether you feel connected to the earth for digging in the soil or going for a walk in the park or a jog, that's one way to be connected to Gaia. So you want to be connected to both the spiritual part of who you are and the earth part of who you are. And you must find an equilibrium, a balance. Only you can decide that. We can't. What is it that keeps you in balance between both earth realm and spiritual realm? Well, it all depends on where you're from originally anyway. But that's a story for another time.
So if you meditate already, that's a really great way to do that. But if meditation isn't for you, or if it hasn't worked for you, you can do walking meditations.
You can do yoga, tai chi, qigong, any type of movement that has to do with the breath.
Martial arts.
That as well. That has a great deal to do with breath control. And when you control the breath, you control the spirit. But at the same time, you must be grounded as well.
So one of the things that I do is get out on my paddleboard and I sit and I connect to the nature around me, including the birds and the geese and the ducks.
While you are on the water.
While you're on the water.
Which is a greater part of Gaia herself anyway, isn't it? Now let's speak about green in a different way. Let's speak about green as a heart. You have heart. You have that chakra, the heart chakra that you must keep in balance also. So we're going to think about the physical heart as being in balance. And you're going to do that through your exercise. You're going to do that through your nutrition as well. And getting a lot of your breath or oxygen into your heart.
The quality of your life is in direct proportion to the quality of your breath.
Yes, you're exactly right.
Prana, pranayama.
That is correct. And where can you get that? In your yogic practice as well.
So yoga, exercise, cardio exercise, anything that really nourishes your heart and gives it enough oxygen, because we need oxygen.
What affects you in your auric field will affect you also in your physical field as well.
Or your perceived physical field.
That is correct. You can also control the oxygen through your breath work. But what if, let us say that you are a giver, and you always give, 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 but you never receive. There is an imbalance again. Not only must you give to others, but you also have to allow your heart to receive from others as well.
And so it makes it very, very hard for women, particularly working women who have children, to give to themselves.
You are natural nurturers.
We are indeed.
And in that way, you are constantly giving to others, but you have forgotten how to give back to your own heart. We're going to speak about now the auric field and how you keep it balanced.
Okay, number three, the auric field.
So the auric field is directly proportional also to the physical body. We told you before that you must keep the physical body fit, well nourished, well trained. When you do that as well, your auric body becomes as well balanced. But at the same time, you must also keep the auric body well nourished. The question is, how do you do that? How do you keep your auric body fit and well nourished? You must work at it. This is when you're going to discover your spirituality. This is when you discover the magic of who you truly are. How do you want to discover the magic? Do you want to go back into your shamanic roots, your pagan roots? Do you want to go and be a light worker? Do you want to do your Reiki? How do you want to do this? Do you want to become an ancient Egyptian and study their ways? You see, when you start to increase your spirituality, you start to excite and nourish the auric field.
It's also bringing back what we can call memories from past lives of really what our soul is at its essence.
That is correct. Even in your meditations, you can do that as well. So you see, we gave you three different ways now to keep balance. Earth and heavens. Heart and heart, physical with spiritual.
With the auric field. And so now let's talk about number four, feminine and masculine.
Feminine and masculine. How in the world do you balance that? Well, we're going to tell you this. It is not easy, but it must take practice. There are two different types of warriors. A warrior of love and a warrior of battle. Take both and start to find how they balance each other. You must have a little bit of one and a little bit of the other. If one is too higher and one is too lower than the other, they become unbalanced, and so to you. as a human being.
Our world and our societies have become imbalanced.
That is correct. It has become too patriarchal. Too much of the man energy. Too much battle and not enough love.
It shows up in racism. It shows up in our political structures. It shows up in what we pay credence to, what we support, and what we spend our time doing.
If you could give yourselves in your governments a more nurturing touch, more of the feminine energy, then you will start to see the balance of humanity. But until you do, you will be out of balance, and there still will be a great deal of the warrior spirit that is only connected to the battle, to war. You must bring in love now, the feminine portion of you.
And this will raise universal consciousness as well, which is exactly what we need in our humanity today.
You need a balancing of your yin and yang. The ebb and flow must be balanced.
Number five, we'd be negligent if we didn't talk about food.
If you put garbage in your body will turn into garbage. But if you put organic, things that are of organic nature in the body becomes organic. It becomes more like Gaia. Find the balance. It is okay to have chocolate, but find a balance. It's okay to have a slice of pizza, but find the balance. It's okay to have a glass of wine, but find the balance.
But it's not okay that GMOs are making their way into our food. It's not okay that children are living off processed foods. It's not okay that they're bringing these toxins into their body.
There are ways to eat according to your chakras.
And according to your blood type, of course.
There are many ways. You just have to find them. You and Anthony know them both.
We do.
All of them, actually. Another way to keep you in balance, since we are on the topic, it is good to have your cellular phones, but don't hold it too close to your face. Don't have the electric magnetic frequencies in your rooms.
Number six, technology.
Yes, technology is good, but don't have it everywhere you are. Don't put it around your body. Don't put it in your rooms where you sleep. Don't put it next to faces of children so that they can look at it all day long.
Airplane mode is your best friend. So when you sleep at night, make sure that anything electrical, really, not just cell phones, are far away from where you sleep, because that's the time that you rejuvenate all of your systems and all of your organs. You know, in Chinese philosophy, they talk about each organ replenishes itself at a certain time in the cycle in which you sleep. And so keeping technology away from your body at night allows it to restore itself. So even at home, just make sure it's at least 20 to 25 feet away from where you're sitting and using your computer.
Do you know why? Because it's affecting your biological systems. It's affecting the way in which you're going to communicate with us. Too much of your electromagnetic frequencies interferes with us. Do you know why that is? Because we are frequencies. And with that, we will leave.
Yes.
Ourselves from your auric fields. Really, we're just stepping out a little bit.
So our guides are leaving now. Unplugging from Anthony's auric field. And Anthony's coming back. We didn't really have time to go through even more ways that we can balance, but I will mention, since we gave you six while our guides were here, I will quickly mention 7, 8, 9, and 10 very quickly. So number 7, super easy, drink more water.
And less alcohol.
More water, less alcohol, and really no drinks that have any kind of sucralose or fructose. That's really bad. Fructose, corn syrup, anything like that. Sugar, do away with that. More water. Number eight, real quick, I cannot forget to mention this, a balance and a weaving and bringing in of art and music into your life. If you do not have art and music into your life, then you don't know what you're missing. Even if you do not think of yourself as artistic or musical, get it into your life some way. Number nine, travel. This one might surprise you. If you don't have the budget to travel, then get in a car and go somewhere locally, even if it's an hour or two away.
Number 10, how about gratitude?
Gratitude is a great one.
I think we all need to think about and ponder upon gratitude and bring that balancing into our hearts, that part into our lives. Because many times we're thinking only about what we don't have or what we need, and we should be balancing that with what we do have in our lives.
And this is a way to manifest too. This is one of the first foundation things of actually manifesting what you truly desire in your life. So when you focus on gratitude, and this can be as simple as going out into your back garden, looking at a flower, and being appreciative that you have a garden.
And that will bring you the balance in your life that you need.
Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you found our list of 10, combined with our spirit guides, ways to balance your life and bring more joy and love into your everyday existence.
Thank you for being with us, and we look forward to working with you again.
Thanks so much, and we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye now.
You've been listening to Blue Soul Chats, a podcast that bridges the gap between science and spirituality.
You can follow us on YouTube at Blue Soul Earth and find out more about us at www.bluesoulearth.com, where you can learn more about our study with spirit courses and workshops. We are also Blue Soul Earth on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Clubhouse.
Join us for a future episode of Blue Soul Chats, where we hope to ignite your soul's purpose and journey. Thanks for being here, and don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and check out previous episodes in our library.